This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
Hi, Stephen.
So, yeah, it's National Volunteer Week, and, you know, it's such an important week to recognise the millions of people around the country who volunteer in some capacity. And here at RNIB, we're celebrating, of course, because we've got something like over 5,000 volunteers doing a whole range of different roles. But interestingly for you guys, as community facilitators within RNIB, and we'll explain a bit more about what that means later. But Danielle, for you, first of all, how important is our volunteers?
Oh, words can't describe. I mean, volunteers are imperative to the success of RNIB. We just absolutely couldn't do our work without the commitment and dedication that we see from volunteers on a daily basis.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I run quite a lot of different groups, and the volunteers just make such a massive difference, and the amount of man hours that they put in is just incredible.
So let's talk a bit about that, the different kinds of roles that go on here at RNIB, and, you know, as we've moved now towards this new brave world called RNIB Connect, where, you know, volunteering is at the heart of everything we're doing, and, you know, it's about bringing everyone together. Danielle, maybe if you can outline for us the kind of roles that people are getting involved in now and the kind of roles, you know, across RNIB that people can do.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, because of Connect, we are kind of seeing a bit of a shift in the type of volunteering opportunities that we can provide. I mean, more traditionally, we've got things like administration, event organisation, fundraising is a key part of a volunteer role within RNIB, and we've got technology assistance as well. But like you said, that shift towards more empowering blind and partially sighted people to actually lead on projects, that is more what we're trying to achieve with Connect. We want people with lived experience to be the forefront of the organisation and to lead on projects themselves.
Obviously, you can get involved on the website. There's loads of different opportunities that you can look at and browse through in your area as well. So there's loads of different opportunities that are quite specific to where you live, but the sort of opportunities that we've got, you know, they can help you in your future as well. So if you're wanting to do maybe an administrative job, you could come in and do some administrative sort of volunteer roles. Or if you were wanting to get out in your community, you can do a role, a sort of an ad hoc event volunteer and come and help out at some events that we run. You know, the volunteering doesn't just have to be to help us, it can also be a really beneficial sort of thing for you as well.
And it is about connecting communities. That's what RNIB is all about. It's about connecting blind and partially sighted people to, you know, information, to services and all of those things. And volunteering helps that because it gets the word out there. Interestingly as well, we're not just suggesting, because it's RNIB, that all the volunteers have to be completely blind or partially sighted. Everyone's welcome.
Definitely. Definitely. We welcome anyone who's keen and interested in supporting people with sight loss. And like you said, you don't have to have any lived experience of sight loss. You just have to have a keen interest in the work that we do and wanting to support people who have experience of sight loss.
And the people who are volunteering who are fully sighted, they are vital volunteers as well. It's really important to get them people on board to help out with things like guiding and making cups of tea and things at events, or, you know, being able to read things and help with administration. And there's lots of different tasks which are really vital that people can help with.
Now, I mentioned earlier your roles, you in particular, both of you, are community facilitators. Can one of you explain what that actually means?
Oh, that's a difficult question.
It has lots of different facets, I guess. The way I tend to describe a community facilitator is someone who's out there helping to connect up peer support groups, helping to join the dots in the community, so making sure that people have them links with the people who are so important to them, to help ensure, making sure that they can access not only the blind and visually impaired community but their own community and where they live. So if people want to go out running and they want to just join a running group, we can help train up a guide runner and make sure, you know, that they can go running in their own community with their own peers or who are around them at all times.
Yeah, well, you know, you're absolutely right. I think what facilitation means for me is about being sort of like the catalyst in the machine sort of thing. So we're out there supporting people and enabling people, but we're not doing the doing. So the community are doing the doing. They're the ones who have the ideas. They're the ones who have the initiatives and the foresight for new projects locally. And as facilitators, we kind of just empower people to lead on those projects.
And it's also about joining up their ideas. You know, if a few people come to us separately and say, oh, actually, I'd quite like to do this. I mean, we're the people who are best placed to start noticing trends and noticing themes coming out. And it's like, oh, this is what's needed. Let's help someone to sort this out in their community.
I mentioned earlier that the 5,000 or so people who are involved in RNIB alone who volunteer for us. And I guess this week it's all about just saying thank you, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We wouldn't be where we are now and looking into the future without volunteers. They're so vital to the work that we do. And, you know, to this week, giving the time for people to actually say thank you and to explain to the volunteers how much help and how much importance they've had from blind and visually impaired people, from the actual users, from the people who've benefited from these volunteers, actually being able to see that is lovely.
Yeah, it's absolutely crucial that we say thank you as well, because often we can take the work of volunteers for granted, you know, especially the good ones. You know, when you get a good volunteer, it's quite easy to be able to kind of fill their time and max them out at capacity. Mm. But, you know, let's be truthful here, they are giving up their time for free. And that is something that is very special that we need to acknowledge. And without people giving their time to us for free, we would not be able to provide the services that we do and the support for the community that we do now.
And also, it's, you know, important to mention that, you know, as part of this celebration of volunteers, next week on the Weekly Connect, we'll actually be talking much more about volunteers, and in particular, talking to those volunteers, both sighted, both blind, both partially sighted, whatever background someone has, you know, we will be talking to them. And Danielle, I know you're pulling a lot of this together. In fact, we've pretty much just given the project to you, haven't we?
Why not? Why not? Yeah, you're right, Stephen. This week is about capturing the stories from the community. So if you're out there, if you're a volunteer and you've got a short story to share, please get in touch with your local community facilitator or get in touch with the Weekly Connect show and please share your story. We just want to celebrate the great work that you do. So if you climb an Everest or if you're making tea at a coffee event, we need to know about you and how you're involved so we can say thank you.
Also, if you've been at an event and a volunteer has really made that day for you or really made things easier, it'd be great to hear your thanks stories and your good news stories of volunteering as well.
Sounds like a good one. Well, thank you for that, ladies. And, you know, thank you for what you do as well, connecting the community as you do. And we look forward to next week's programme celebrating volunteers, Natasha and Danielle. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.